With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting thousands of pro-life activists attended the March for Life on a frigid day in Washington after speakers urged the impassioned crowd to capitalize on the movement's major victory in the Supreme Court and keep fighting until abortion is eliminated. GOP Congressman Chris Smith of New Jersey says the pro-life movement remains stronger than ever, even with new legal challenges.
We're greatly encouraged and filled with hope and resolve. Lives are being saved. Yeah, we'll have a setback here and there. Every human rights struggle does, but we are undeterred. We will not give up.
Speakers urge participants to keep fighting until abortion becomes unthinkable. GOP senators are staving off an attack from former President Trump over their border compromise with the White House. Bob Agnew reports.
Trump takes aim at Mitch McConnell and his GOP leadership team in a message on Truth Social. He writes, "I do not think we should do a border deal at all unless we get everything needed to shut down the invasion of millions and millions of people, many from parts unknown, into our once great but soon to be great again country." It appears the compromise will be rejected by Republicans in the House. Bob Agnew reporting.
The frigid weather has brought questions about how electric vehicles perform during cold weather, and the Ford Motor Company has noticed how consumers are reacting. Correspondent Rita Foley reports on what Ford is doing with an electric pickup.
Ford is cutting production of the F-150 Lightning electric pickup after weaker than expected sales growth among electric vehicles. EV sales are growing, but the pace isn't what the industry expected. Many consumers are turning to hybrid vehicles instead.
The automaker says about 1,400 workers will be impacted by the move, with the Rouge Electric Vehicle Center transitioning to one shift effective April 1st. On Wall Street, the Dow by 395 points. This is SRN News. Big Brother's watching you.
It really does sound like something out of Orwell. A House subcommittee revealing that federal law enforcement agencies have been using bank documents to track which Americans have been buying Bibles lately. You're also on the list if you made purchases of Trump campaign gear or shopped at Bass Pro. The subcommittee says lawmen had worked up a list of, quote, extremist indicators, and apparently one of them is purchasing a copy of the scriptures. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Florida Republicans are working on a bill that would ban teachers from wearing a rainbow flag lapel pin in public schools and universities. The measure forbids government employees from displaying any flag or even depictions of flags that show a racial, sexual orientation, and gender or political ideology viewpoint in a state or local government building. The ban would not apply to students or to government employees when they're not at work or in public buildings. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Wall Street returned to record heights and capped a punishing two-year round trip dogged by high inflation and worries about a possible recession. The S&P 500 rallied 1.2% to surpass its prior all-time high set at the start of 2022. It had dropped as much as 25% from that record on worries about much higher interest rates. But inflation has since cooled, the economy has remained out of a recession, and the expectation is now for rates to ease. The Dow up 395 points to finish at 37,863. The Nasdaq gained 255 points to 15,310. The S&P 500 added 58 to 4839. New York oil fell 67 cents to $73.41 per barrel. The Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at SRNnews.com.